Well, Mike, firstly, congratulations. Champions of National One, a place now in the Championship guaranteed. Just talk us through the season and what was the secret for success this time around?
We had a fantastic season the year before when we finished second. Totally overachieved, in my opinion, I felt. But excited by that. Mm. Then, obviously, we were favourites for this season. We went out, we looked at the needs of the squad, where we needed to develop and strengthen. Also, we looked at areas that we felt we need to improve on, which was obviously the front five and possibly a good ball-carrying back row. More importantly, defence and probably game control. We felt that we were losing some of the big games because we weren't shutting them out.
Yeah.
So put a lot of work in, recruited a couple of very good forwards in Steve Pape and Sam Shires to give us the go forward. And the team spirit, you could see, was growing throughout the season, the belief. And went into the season, and the boys have played well most weeks, not always as well as I want them to, but, you know, proved in some of the bigger games, certainly in the last minute or two of every game where we've come in and won them, that the belief and the mental toughness was superior, no disrespect to the other teams in the league, and that's why we won the league this year.
So now a step up to the Championship, more challenges for everyone concerned, especially the director of rugby. Recruitment is key. But I would imagine that the key with recruitment is to get the right characters in to add to what you've already got.
Yeah, I think the one thing we've built here over recent years is a great infrastructure with regards to team spirit, style of play, and the way we do things. And the challenge is massive. You know, I'm fully aware of the challenge. I've spoken to numerous people that have played there and also coaches. We will go into that league believing in ourselves that we can deliver our style of play. We're not going to change that. I think if we did, it would be wrong because it's been successful for us over all the recent years. I just think the most important thing is to get the right, again, type of player in that fits our mentality, that believes in our work ethos and that works for each other. And if we get that right and we get the pre-season right, then obviously we hit the ground running, hopefully.
A couple of players already signed up, as well as, 24 of the current squad, yeah. But you've already made a couple of signings.
Yes, we have. We confirmed, Stuart Cummings, who is at Wasp at the moment, but previously was at Northampton Saints. Scrum half, excellent player, very, very pleased with the signing. Tom Bedford, who has been to a few Championship clubs, Bedford, Cornish Pirates, was at Newcastle at one point, and also Exeter. Great experience, and he's still relatively young at 24, so he will come in and add value in the midfield. And we signed Dan Collier, who prior to last year was playing for Plymouth Albion, fixture and fitting for him, very good second row, and someone who's agreed to join us as well.
And as far as the move towards a higher level, not being professional because you'll be professional with your outlook anyway, being full time, is that something that's not really overly feasible? You have to work within a sort of a creative structure to make sure that players get as much training as possible.
I think there's two factors why we haven't gone full time. We're offering enough sessions and enough backup to hopefully get the players to a level that they can compete at. But you know, first of all, the budget's obviously always a big factor. Full-time rugby is a big strain on the budget, and I think for us to go in year one and throw that sort of money, it would be foolish. That's my personal opinion. I think we need to go in there and prove that we can stay in there first to do that. The second one was really, and the most important one, is that there's a large group of players here that have got full-time employment that have got us where we are today, and I believe can play Championship rugby. And for us to move the goalpost and tell them that, you know, they've got to go full time. Potentially, I've lost most of them, and I don't think that's the right way for the club.
What's the aim? What would be the objective of the first season? It's just establishing yourself now at the next tier.
Yeah, I think just going up there, staying in there, trying to be a fixture, but really going up there and showing our wares, showing people, you know, we've scored 1,000 points a year in the last four seasons, and that's because, you know, we like to play rugby, and I like to think that that's a spectacle that people want to come and watch. And the Championship's a great stage to deliver that on.
And you were saying earlier that maybe the example to follow is the Bedford Blues, you know, the way that they organise the club, the way that they move forward. And if we look at it, you know, yet again, they're in the playoffs this year, aren't they? Regardless of what they could do if they were to win the playoffs, that they achieve.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, if you sit back and you look at best practice, and the best ideas and models are already done. And, you know, they've got a great youth feeder system. They play some good rugby. They always go out there and challenge teams whoever they play. They may lose a game, but they look to get a bonus